idea? Maybe you could elaborate on those.
Yeah, I'm not much in favor of it. I can understand where we can probably make some strides and have a better way of dealing with the issue of medical marijuana. I signed that bill last year, and some of those that, like the woman whose story was shared to, or who shared her son's story today, there are probably some instances where we need to make some changes as a state to allow for the use of medical marijuana, marijuana for medical purposes. And so we've set up a commission. They'll have recommendations. We'll no doubt be discussing this. But to the question of whether or not I'm in favor of legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes, no, I'm not in favor of that. And others may disagree.
And so not legalizing, but even decriminalizing, you've got a problem with it, because they are two different things.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Look, I mean, part of this is we all become I don't want to lapse into history talk here. I have seen so many people whose lives have been ruined by drug addiction and substance abuse addiction. I have seen so many people whose loved ones have been murdered by drug dealers, drug gangs, that I'm not in favor of anything that would expand drug use. I do understand that there's, having been a prosecutor, that there's always an amount of discretion that one needs to exercise and proportionality. And I signed a bill, I think, last session that gives the police officers on the beat greater discretion as to whether to arrest and or to give a citation to people that they find in possession of marijuana. But I'm not in favor of legalizing it. I'm not in favor of expanding its usage. I'm not in favor of making it easier for people to become addicted to anything.
Yeah, let me ask you, so minimum wage is a top priority for many folks here. Can you talk about that? Is that a priority for you? And what are some of your other priorities?
Yeah, raising the minimum wage in Maryland is our top priority as an administration this year. We will also have some efforts on expansion of pre-kindergarten in our state. We've seen the benefits that come to all of our children, especially children that come from some of the most humble backgrounds and poorest of our families are the ones that benefit the most in terms of their achievement levels. We saw that in Baltimore City when we went to full-day kindergarten, and those dollars were in dollars that were well invested. And so I would like, we'll, the Lieutenant Governor has been leading the charge on that one this session for us, but my top priority will be to increase the minimum wage. There are 21 states that have a higher minimum wage than Maryland, and yet there is no state that has a higher median income than Maryland. So we believe that an economy is built from the middle out. We believe that the way to get our economy growing, help more businesses prosper, is for consumer demand to bubble up, not for the wealthiest of the wealthy to somehow trickle down. And I think one value that all of us share as Democrats and Republicans is that when people work hard and play by the rules, they should receive an honest day's pay for a hard day's work.
Have you picked an amount where you want to see it go up? Do you want to see it go up to $11.50? Like,
yeah, stay tuned. We haven't announced that. I think what Montgomery County did was right and appropriate and good for Montgomery County. And I think that Prince George's following suit was also right and appropriate and good. Our state, when we went through the living wage, we were the first state to pass the living wage, which we should probably revisit, by the way, to see how that's working. I think when we first did the living wage, we recognized that we have a few different economies at play in our state with different consumer price index, cost of living, cost of doing business. The Washington area has a higher cost of living than Baltimore, and Baltimore probably a higher cost of living than Western Maryland and possibly the Eastern Shore. So in that living wage bill, there was some recognition of that. So the challenge is coming up, but typically when we do this as a state, we have one minimum wage for the entire state, though other counties are certainly encouraged and welcome to do more. That's how we're going to make our economy grow. That's how we're going to build an economy with a human purpose, the purpose of greater opportunity and a stronger middle class.
I've heard some folks are